Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We thank God for our lives today as we begin a new series on the topic, An Ending Hope in Christ Jesus in Times of Hopelessness. The world is in a time of hopelessness when everybody is seeking help of their own, because we are in a period whereby COVID-19 has crumbled a lot of economies. People have lost their businesses. People have lost their jobs. Unemployment has surged, and a lot of people are without hope. Shall we pray? Father Lord, we bless you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration, that despite the difficulties in the world today, we are still alive. We thank you for the gift of life. We pray, O God, that you come and open our minds as you take us through this series of unending hope in Christ Jesus. Open our mind in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first scripture reading will be Psalm 131 verse 3, which says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Hope in the Lord is for now, it is for today, it is for tomorrow, it is for every time. It is for when we are in difficulties, and it is when we are in joy and we have plenty. When things are tough, for us Christians and believers, our Lord Jesus Christ says in John chapter 6, verse 37, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us always. Which means that this promise is for us every time, both in season and out of season. So we, our hope in Christ Jesus is always, even when the world is without hope. We have hope in the Lord, who has promised us that he is not going to forsake us or leave us. This hope covers our entire life, and it is without an end. Why do we have this hope? Because he has promised that he will not leave us. Why do we have this hope? We have this hope because we have a God who is our provider, our protector, our healer, our Savior and our Deliverer. And as we begin this series today, we are going to talk on the Lord, our provider. The Lord, our provider. Why do we have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? And why must we put our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? It is because he is our Lord, our provider. There was a time that God had promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. Yet Abraham did not have a son. God, through his miraculous ways, gave Abraham a son. And this was the only son, the heir that the many nations will come out of. Yet the Lord told Abraham, go and sacrifice the son. Before Abraham will sacrifice his son, The angel of the Lord said, because you have listened, I will provide. I am the Lord your provider. I am the Lord your provider. Today, may the Lord be your provider in this difficult time. The Lord says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, say, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into their barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? For even the birds, the Lord takes care of them. The Lord provides for them. They do not go hungry. The Lord is saying that you are worth much more than those birds, and He will take care of you. Isn't this hope? We have so much word in the Word of God that we can rely on in this time. If you have a God who has promised you that you are much more worth than the birds of the air who do not sow or grow, but He, the Lord, provides for them, so you are wealthy than them and He is going to cater for you. No matter the situation of the world, He has promised you that He is going to take care of you. No matter what happens, whether COVID-19 or no COVID-19, He has promised you that He, the Lord, will supply your needs according to His riches. And His riches is unending. And this is our hope, that we have a God who has promised us that He will supply all our needs according to His riches. He is our God, our provider. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, the provision of God is assured. He is your God, your provider. He is your God, your provider. In the name of Jesus, do not lose your hope. Do not worry. Your job is at stake. Business is not good. Things are going bad. If you run unto your God and say that, God, I want to connect with you because of your promises, which says that you will provide my needs according to your riches. God, your riches never end. So I tap into your riches. May you provide for me. And He is the Lord, our provider. He will provide for you. Do not worry that the world is crying. Things are not good. Things are not going bad. The world economy is coming down. The world is that. The world, do not worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. He said, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you will need all these things. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. A God who is a provider. He knows we will need these things. But seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Lord, our hope in this time of hopelessness. He's our provider. His word is yea and amen. He never lies. He says that seek me first. And in this time of hopelessness, I will provide you because I know you need to eat. You need to wear. You need to drink. I know you have bills to pay. I know you have rent to pay. I know you are losing your job. I know things are not going well. I will provide for you. if you will only seek me first. So during this period, it is a period of seeking the Lord, knowing God for yourself. It is a time of personal devotion unto God. Seek Him, search the scriptures, develop a relationship with Him, and all your needs will be provided for. In the name of Jesus, we thank Him because He is our provider. We thank Him because He has because He has made all this provision already, long before. He is the God of today and the God of tomorrow. So He knows whatever will happen today and whatever will happen tomorrow. So He has prepared sufficiently for those who are in Him. All that they need to do is to run unto Him and say that, Lord, You are our provider. Provide for us. Lord, You are our hope. Provide for us. So that you will know that your hope is in the Lord, not your hope is in your work. If your hope is in the Lord, when you lose your work, you know that your hope is in the Lord and He will provide another one. People worship their work, people worship their money, people worship their pastors without putting their hope in the Lord. And when they lose all these things, their world begin to crumble. Their world begin to, you know, destroy because their hope is not in the Lord. But when you begin to put your hope in the Lord, that hope and that your God never die. He is always available unto you and you can run unto Him. He is our God, our provider. In times of difficulties, when we run to Him, He will provide because He says He knows our need. He knows that we have needs and He is ready and willing to provide those needs. He is our Lord, our provider. He is mighty and He is great. He is the creator of the universe. Who knows everything? He is mightier than you think. Run to Him, depend on Him, and He will show forth unto you. He is our provider. He knows whatever you need. As you listen to me, you may have a pertinent need. You may be so much in need. You may not have even what you will eat. You may not know what tomorrow you will depend on. But if you can pray and say that, Lord, my hope is in You now and forevermore. Provide for me. Provide for me. He will provide for you. You say, Lord, forgive me, for I have relied so much on worldly things to give me hope. Now I have seen that all these things does not give hope that I need. But You are my hope, Lord. You are my hope. And He will show forth to you. Come ye all who are heavily burdened. Are you burdened? Are you having a need that you need to share with somebody? He is the Lord that you can go in prayer. Pray, speak with Him, and He will provide your needs. We thank You, O Lord, for this message. We pray, O God, that we have sinned for not trusting You enough. Forgive us and deliver us. Father, we pray, O God, that You give us hope and be our provider. We thank You, we bless You in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, beloved, for listening to this broadcast. This is the first episode of the series we are running. We've spoken on the Lord, our provider, and our next episode will be the Lord, our protector. We thank God and we hope we meet again. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We thank God for our lives today as we begin a new series on the topic, Unending Hope in Christ Jesus in Times of Hopelessness. The world is in a time of hopelessness when everybody is seeking help of their own, because we are in a period whereby COVID-19 has crumbled a lot of economies. People have lost their businesses. People have lost their jobs. Unemployment has surged, and a lot of people are without hope. Shall we pray? Father Lord, we bless you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration, that despite the difficulties in the world today, we are still alive. We thank you for the gift of life. We pray, O God, that you come and open our minds as you take us through this series of unending hope in Christ Jesus. Open our mind in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first scripture reading will be Psalm 131 verse 3, which says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore. Hope in the Lord is for now, it is for today, it is for tomorrow, it is for every time. It is for when we are in difficulties, and it is when we are in joy and we have plenty. When things are tough, for us Christians and believers, our Lord Jesus Christ says in John chapter 6, verse 37, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us always. Which means that this promise is for us every time, both in season and out of season. So we, our hope in Christ Jesus is always, even when the world is without hope. We have hope in the Lord, who has promised us that he is not going to forsake us or leave us. This hope covers our entire life, and it is without an end. Why do we have this hope? Because he has promised that he will not leave us. Why do we have this hope? We have this hope because we have a God who is our provider, our protector, our healer, our Savior, and our Deliverer. And as we begin this series today, we are going to talk on the Lord, our provider. The Lord, our provider. Why do we have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? And why must we put our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? It is because he is our Lord, our provider. There was a time that God had promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations. Yet Abraham did not have a son. God, through his miraculous ways, gave Abraham a son. And this was the only son, the heir that the many nations will come out of. Yet the Lord told Abraham, go and sacrifice the son. Before Abraham will sacrifice his son, The angel of the Lord said, because you have listened, I will provide. I am the Lord your provider. I am the Lord your provider. Today, may the Lord be your provider in this difficult time. The Lord says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, say, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into their barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? For even the birds, the Lord takes care of them. The Lord provides for them. They do not go hungry. The Lord is saying that you are worth much more than those birds, and He will take care of you. Isn't this hope? We have so much word in the Word of God that we can rely on in this time. If you have a God who has promised you that you are much more worth than the birds of the air who do not sow or grow, but He, the Lord, provides for them, so you are wealthy than them and He is going to cater for you. No matter the situation of the world, He has promised you that He is going to take care of you. No matter what happens, whether COVID-19 or no COVID-19, He has promised you that He, the Lord, will supply your needs according to His riches. And His riches is unending. And this is our hope, that we have a God who has promised us that He will supply all our needs according to His riches. He is our God, our provider. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, the provision of God is assured. He is your God, your provider. He is your God, your provider. In the name of Jesus, do not lose your hope. Do not worry. Your job is at stake. Business is not good. Things are going bad. If you run unto your God and say that, God, I want to connect with you because of your promises, which says that you will provide my needs according to your riches. God, your riches never end. So I tap into your riches. May you provide for me. And He is the Lord, our provider. He will provide for you. Do not worry that the world is crying. Things are not good. Things are not going bad. The world economy is coming down. The world is that. The world, do not worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. He said, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you will need all these things. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. A God who is a provider. He knows we will need these things. But seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Lord, our hope in this time of hopelessness. He's our provider. His word is yea and amen. He never lies. He says that seek me first. And in this time of hopelessness, I will provide you because I know you need to eat. You need to wear. You need to drink. I know you have bills to pay. I know you have rent to pay. I know you are losing your job. I know things are not going well. I will provide for you. if you will only seek me first. So during this period, it is a period of seeking the Lord, knowing God for yourself. It is a time of personal devotion unto God. Seek Him, search the scriptures, develop a relationship with Him, and all your needs will be provided for. In the name of Jesus, we thank Him because He is our provider. We thank Him because He has because He has made all this provision already, long before. He is the God of today and the God of tomorrow. So He knows whatever will happen today and whatever will happen tomorrow. So He has prepared sufficiently for those who are in Him. All that they need to do is to run unto Him and say that, Lord, You are our provider. Provide for us. Lord, You are our hope. Provide for us, so that you will know that your hope is in the Lord, not your hope is in your work. If your hope is in the Lord, when you lose your work, you know that your hope is in the Lord and He will provide another one. People worship their work, people worship their money, people worship their pastors without putting their hope in the Lord. And when they lose all these things, their world begin to crumble. Their world begin to, you know, destroy, because their hope is not in the Lord. But when you begin to put your hope in the Lord, that hope and that your God never die. He is always available unto you, and you can run unto Him. He is our God, our provider. In times of difficulties, when we run to Him, He will provide, because He says He knows our need. He knows that we have needs, and He is ready and willing to provide those needs. He is our Lord, our provider. He is mighty and He is great. He is the creator of the universe, who knows everything. He is mightier than you think. Run to Him, depend on Him, and He will show forth unto you. He is our provider. He knows whatever you need. As you listen to me, you may have a pertinent need. You may be so much in need. You may not have even what you will eat. You may not know what tomorrow you will depend on, but if you can pray and say that, Lord, my hope is in you now and forevermore. Provide for me. Provide for me. He will provide for you. You say, Lord, forgive me, for I have relied so much on worldly things to give me hope. Now I have seen that all these things does not give hope that I need. But You are my hope, Lord. You are my hope. And He will show forth to you. Come ye all who are heavily burdened. Are you burdened? Are you having a need that you need to share with somebody? He is the Lord that you can go in prayer. Pray, speak with Him, and He will provide your needs. We thank You, O Lord, for this message. We pray, O God, that we have sinned for not trusting You enough. Forgive us and deliver us. Father, we pray, O God, that You give us hope and be our provider. We thank You, we bless You in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, beloved, for listening to this broadcast. This is the first episode of the series we are running. We've spoken on the Lord, our provider, and our next episode will be the Lord, our protector. We thank God, and we hope we meet again. Bye-bye.